you originally wanted it at the Islamic Society of Greater Charlotte. Then there was a group that opposed it being there. And then what?
And then after that, the Charlotte Islamic School had offered to host a facility there because we strongly wanted Muslims in Charlotte to host this event. And after they agreed to have us host it there, they got some strong opposition from different people throughout the community. And it wasn't a fact that they didn't want us to have it there in the end, but they realized that they didn't want any negative controversy to have an impact on their school.
And this happened last night? You just got notice last night?
Yeah, I just got notice. It was about 8 o'clock last night, and it was too late at that point to stop the news announcement in the Charlotte Observer.
Okay. Now, two questions. Number one, why is it so crucial that it be Muslims hosting this? And why is there a group of Muslims who were against it being held at a Muslim establishment?
One thing is, it's a very sensitive issue. What happened with the cartoon, the whole praying of the cartoon and the reaction to it is a very sensitive issue and throughout our community, from the moderate Muslims to extreme. It's a very sensitive issue. But at the same time, we thought it was necessary that Muslims show each other and show the public at large that we can sit down with someone and have a civil debate, even someone we disagree with. And we thought that would be great benefit for him, understanding where we're coming from. And we could probably understand a little bit more where he was coming from. And we could get to a high level of understanding. And I'm sure there are many out there who do not understand the Islamic point of view, and by having such a forum, I think there would be a great benefit in it.
Is that a big group? Are they influential? The ones who didn't want, you know, they didn't even want to treat with Pelin, if you will?
Yes. I would say they're key. There are some leaders in our community, and there are some people, I guess, who just knew how to apply the right pressure. But I definitely don't want to give the signal out that there are not Muslims here in Charlotte that thought this was a good idea. There are definitely Muslims in here in Charlotte that thought this was a good idea, and there are Muslims in Charlotte that want to make this happen. It seems like their voice is in a minority right now, but there is a keen interest in this, and we will do what we can to make it happen in the future. This is the type of dialogue that creates better understandings, and you know we have to sometimes sit down with those that we differ with. That's what civilized people do.
Is this something a little more in-depth than what's been done in the past? Because I know that your group often does have these kinds of, coming together of interfaith groups, but it sounds to me like this is the most extensive or the most in-depth that you're attempting to do.
This program, this idea, especially of inviting Mark Pelin, was taking it to another level. We wanted to do more than sing Kumbaya. We wanted to do more than preach to the choir. In order to find common ground and create better understanding, sometimes you have to sit with those who don't necessarily understand where you're coming from. And that was the point of tonight, and that's what really made this idea so special. You know, we were going to invite someone who we had a strong disagreement with, but perhaps out of that dialogue, there was going to be a greater awareness and a greater understanding.
You said that you're now looking at more neutral places. Do you have some places in mind?
Well, I'm sure the International House is definitely a neutral location. And that I'm sure already that's probably one of the top places on the list to hold this in the future.
Jibril Huff, thank you for speaking with us.
Okay, you're welcome.